We're talking today with Michael Peters. Of course, Michael is part, of course, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, but also are going through the officer chairs right now with U.S. Wheat Associates. Michael, you were telling me this is kind of your second time around, really, as Secretary Treasurer because of COVID.
Right, yeah. With the COVID situation, U.S. Wheat, a lot of what we do is traveling overseas to meet with our customers over there, and we felt with COVID and the connections that some of the officer team had already made with those people, that we wanted to give them a chance, maybe another year, to be able to go meet with customers overseas again. You know, so because it's that connection we have with people that's really important with U.S. Wheat and our customers, we're doing a lot virtual right now, which is great. We're able to reach a lot more people doing it virtual, but it's still that personal connection that makes the difference.
As you've just really gotten back a couple of weeks ago now from a summer meeting, what's really some of the highlights? What are some of the keys that you're focusing on right now?
Right now, there's a lot of issues with wheat quality, of course. That's one of the things we really focus on. Transportation issues, the rail issues. Right now, there's some possible mergers going to happen with some of the rail industry. You know, so things like that are important with us to keep competition out there, to keep the rail rates down to ship this wheat. A lot of times you'll find that to ship other products, it's a lot cheaper, and wheat always seems to be the black sheep, that the prices are always higher to get that wheat shipped. So that's issues we look into. Things like that. Right now we're dealing with some white wheat versus hard red winter wheat. Per se, like in Kansas, they grow a lot of white wheat on contract. Well, when those contracts are maxed out, they need to ship that to a local elevator. And some of those elevators dock for that white wheat when really it's a better quality product. So that's some issues we're looking into, possible changing the grain standards with the federal grain inspectors looking into that. So it's issues like that we're looking into.
I know that, you know, you mentioned the fact that you've got that global network of offices. Really important to have that contact, that relationship with your buyers, right?
Correct. We have offices all around the country. Take our offices down in Mexico City, for example. I mean, you go down there and you meet with our staff down there, and you go out to the countryside and meet with the millers or the importers from that country, and you're with our staff, and they go meet with those people. You can tell they have a real connection. It's just not a job for our staff. It's a passion for them to promote the U.S. wheat industry for the profitability of the American farmer.
So, you know, when you look at the opportunities that are there for U.S. wheat, where are the hot opportunities right now?
Right now, China. China's been big for us lately with the new trade deals, and still the South American, Latin America, Mexico, places like that are big for us right now. The China is kind of a new thing for us. It's always been, you know, say out shipped out of the Pacific Northwest. Well, now there's a lot of that wheat, hard red winter wheat, going out of the Gulf over, you know, to China. And that's really been a huge deal for Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, for us in our area.
What do you think? I mean, obviously, we've had the Phase One trade deal that the Trump administration put together. That kind of, you know, maybe helped instigate some of this. But what's the interest in China, you think?
They just need the grains. I mean, for their country to feed their people. I mean, they've got a lot of grains in stock, but they love to get our grains, whether it be soybeans, corn, wheat. They love our quality, you know, to keep their people fed, their animals. I mean, they've had some issues with the swine, you know, flu over there, things like that. But they're really coming around over there, and they do enjoy our grains. We're not necessarily the cheapest, but they know that we have great quality.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at things down the road, what are the things that U.S. Wheat's kind of looking out, you know, trying to show, you know, or project what you need to be working on, say, you know, a year, 2 years down the road?
It's still keeping up this quality. I mean, years ago, that Black Sea area, Russia, I mean, you know, the quality of their grains, you know, really weren't as good as ours, but they're really coming along, and their quality is really matching up with ours. So we're really going to have to work to keep up the education with our customers, let them know, you know, that, yeah, we're still working on quality and we still believe it's the best. And like to talk about the white wheat, you know, that's really something our customers look for. So maybe trying to get that pushed into the market a little better, get that more into the supply chain. So it's issues like that and the shipping issues. So we're always constantly looking at that. I mean, you know, there's issues with the new global warming and, you know, things, stuff like that. So environmental issues we're always looking at. So maybe to create a cleaner product, which people are always looking for. Well, there's all these issues down the road that we're continually looking at.
I guess for our hard wheat, the things that the Plains Grains does as far as the grain sheds and that information they're able to push out to both domestic and international buyers really helps.
Oh, yeah. The Plains Grain, which Mark Hodge is associated with, is a big plus for the U.S. wheat industry. I mean, U.S. wheat, they use that in booklets they put out all across the country. It's printed in 9 different languages for people to read, and that's something that those customers can go to and look back at history from years back to see kind of where is there an area in the United States to produce the quality wheat they want. It's all right there in a nice, simple booklet or online that they can look at. So Plains Grain is a great service for the American farmer.